Hey, what is up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. It's the 13th. It's September. It's 2025, and I'm still pulling up links because I'm off-grid. There's no power. There's no Wi-Fi, internet, anything. I'm pulling this all off of Starlink, and I've never tried to do a live stream off of Starlink, I don't think. I don't recall. It's hard to tell. It's tough to tell. It is what it is. But man, we got a lot to talk about. And I'm glad that I sat back and left my position at, I don't care what this was, what this shooting was, what the stabbing on the train was, because we live in a world of AI right now. So anything that's presented, you can't prove or disprove it. It is what it is. I stick with what I said. Quid pro quo. What do these two major events do for them? How do these things work against us? Well, I'm still sticking with that, but I'm going to show you a couple of things that, you know, the people that never leave their basements or whatever don't understand. And I got these from experts. You know what I'm saying? Dudes that actually do this for a living. And some of this, I literally am very familiar with. So we're going to get into all that. But real quick, this ain't my bunker, homie. I don't have a bunker. I have a rolling bunker, and it's a terrible rolling bunker because an EMF will take it right down. But whatever. I don't know what that means, dude. I don't know what that means. Yeah, I know people that actually shoot people for a living. It's their job. You know what I'm saying? And being shot four times, I'm pretty familiar with firearms, and they're benefits and disadvantages, so it is what it is. Well, yeah. What's up, Daniel? This one right here, absolutely, but it's a crisis that what they created. This isn't all accidental. Charlie Kirk was changing or whatever. He was actually waking up because the pressure is too much. You can't keep defending Israel while they're literally doing the unbelievable most atrocities we've ever seen. The Epstein list was beautiful because it took Israel off. People weren't paying attention to the genocide that just keeps churning in the background, day 722 or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? It just does not stop whatsoever at all. But then the Epstein list kept becoming a problem because they can't have the Epstein list out there because Epstein goes directly back to Mossad, period. Ghislaine's father was buried on the Mount of Olives. Nothing else to say about that. You ain't getting buried there unless you're Mossad, period. And what's his name? I'm well aware, dude. I'm well aware. You think, oh no, Russian vids called me out. Did he use gematria? I'm sure. That's great. But guess what? I use the real world. So I don't give a, I don't care. So it is what it is, but we'll get to that. Russian vids is just, it doesn't matter to me. I've had him on it numerous times, but he does this to everybody. Oh, that guy's making a secret hand signal. Look at that. He's in the Illuminati. Richie's a gatekeeper. Well, I'm not a very good gatekeeper because unlike Russian vids, I was off YouTube for 5 years. And they gave me back 4 of my channels. All backup channels that only had about 40 videos combined. They never gave me back my main channel ever, which was the real one. So that sucked. But whatever. Whatever. Let me get into this right off the bat, but I want to show you this because this is insane. This is insane. I saw this morning, and I don't know what the repercussions are as of yet, and my ear is still blocked up. So the louder I talk, sorry, but I can't hear me, so it is what it is. And I've tried everything. It just sucks. It is what it is. So watch this. This is insane. If these people weren't fired out of a cannon, we're in the New World Order, which I believe we are anyways, but this should not be on the news ever. And it is. So check this out. He's talking about homeless people. Why isn't this playing, man? I just pulled this up as a video and now it's not playing. Thank you.
Casey Means, she's going to get the job. She's going to fit right in. Dr. Meshwat is going to be joining that team. And I think she is, I don't know, for some reason she was pulled from a Surgeon General. Glad to see she's going to be involved. I just hope she wasn't pulled because of Laura Loomer, who seems to be taking a bow of getting a scalp and pushing somebody away from the Trump administration. I just don't think she should be having the credibility to pick who's on staff. But the bottom line is, if you read H.R. McMaster's book, who is critical of President Trump in some of it and not in others, he talks about how Madison Kelly didn't like the president and they didn't think.
Okay, what is the deal here? What is the deal here? Why isn't this video pulling up? This dude, they were talking about homeless people. This guy, one of these guys said they should just be in jail. And then this dude just said, or they can give them the lethal shot or kill them. A dude on the news is saying homeless people should be killed. That's a problem. You know what I'm saying? And I find it really strange that I can't pull it up, even though I spent an hour before this video with that video on standby. But somehow, magically, it's completely and utterly gone. So I find that strange, but whatever. The dude literally said homeless people should be euthanized or just kill them. He said, just kill them. You can't say that on the news, man. You can't say that about people that don't have homes when BlackRock, Blackstone, and all their pals are buying up 1 in 4 every residential homes in America. Why is Blackstone buying up every 1 in 4 residential homes? 4 houses are available. Blackstone's buying one of them. And then the house that was $300,000 2 years ago is now $500,000+. They're destroying us right now. And our government should prevent that from happening. That's what I say this all the time. That's what a government is for, to make sure vaccine companies aren't giving you a vaccine that is actually the disease. Well, that didn't happen. Making sure that your taxes pay for the electrical grid so that it can't be taken down by any terrorist. That didn't happen. Your taxes, the tolls, the taxes on gasoline, those are all supposed to take care of the highways. That doesn't happen. We took over Iraq. We invaded straight up. They even called it that. We invaded Iraq for something that had nothing to do with anything whatsoever at all. And as soon as we invaded Iraq, instead of, hey, gas in America is now free because we control the second largest producer of oil on earth. Instead, our gas prices quadrupled and still haven't gone down. And people are like, America, F yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. I can't believe how long I left that comment there. I'm an idiot. See what I do? At any rate, I hear you there, Pipuchu. Like, yeah, dude, I ain't ever going to say that. I hear you. Believe it or not, I don't know who you are, and I don't take medical advice from, you know what I'm saying? Believe it or not, I know people that know all the stuff to do and nothing's working. So let's just not talk about it, okay? At any rate, Peppy, I'm going to call you that because I can't say the rest of it. It is what it is. At any rate, yeah, if you want to, hit the like button or don't. But check this out. I want to show you something real quick, a little video I made real quick, because there's a lot of this entire thing. That dude got whacked, okay? And if you don't understand that, I don't know what to tell you. He got shot. He was wearing an AR-500 plate, and I'm going to show it to you. The plate stopped the bullet, but it diverted it, clipped his carotid artery, and he blew out. And when you watch his hands, that's exactly what a sniper doesn't want in a hostage situation. You do a headshot. The second you put their lights out, you instantly kill somebody. You sever the cord. They're dead. They instantly freeze up, which is exactly what he did. But you watch this, and then if the gematria doesn't line up, you tell me what's up afterwards. But here it is in your face. Israel killed Charlie Kirk. Period.
Charlie Kirk has just passed away. His management team came to his official Twitter to say, it is sad to announce that Charlie Kirk has just been found passed away inside of his Florida home. Charlie Kirk will be remembered as one of this generation's greatest debaters, as well as content creators.
Why is this kid talking like a jerk off? I don't know. I'm sorry. I couldn't tell you.
The anchors and abstract thinkers, Charlie will forever hold a special place in all of our hearts, and we do appreciate all of the support in this time of special need from CK Management. With this picture of him here, and as you guys can see, it has been going extremely viral. This comes shortly after he started talking.
So if you didn't get the memo, I'm sure you did, because I wasn't rushing for this because I don't care. I don't, you know, I already said what I had to say about this event and the subway event. I don't care either way. All I know is what the event, how this is going to work against us and to the advantage of the people that are currently stealing every resource they can while pretending to be president and FBI guy and DOJ, while they're pretending to be the authorities, they're raping the country for everything they can before they completely destroy the dollar and steal every dollar you ever made. But in the interim, this is crazy because this was 6 days before he died, and this was right on Charlie Kirk's verified Twitter page. Now, could this be AI? I don't know. I don't know. You don't know. Nobody knows. You know what I mean? But it was up 6 days prior. And yes, we'll get to the book.
This picture of him here, and as you guys can see, it has been going extremely viral. This partly after he started targeting Big Pharma, saying how much money exactly has Big Pharma pumped into the campaigns of senators. And some people came out with real numbers showing different corruption. Like, dude, how is Big Pharma paying for all of this? Especially because they're buying positions of power, and obviously that's just not okay.
So that's completely crazy that there's a tweet, several tweets, one from Israel, one from Charlie Kirk, and one from other people. But then the fact that you got, just like the Maui fires, you've got a book being put out about the shooting a day before it happens. Now, why is that? Because that's terror. That's supposed to freak us out, keep us looking down the wrong road. Well, it's supposed to threaten other people because it clearly shows you that the hit was premeditated. And for all those that believe the AI pictures that are coming out, Charlie Kirk was wearing armor. He had an armor plate under his shirt that you can clearly see right there, right above that. People are calling it a hose. It's an AR-500 plate. The bullet hit the top of the plate right here and then ricocheted and skimmed his artery. You can see, and that's why there's no exit wound. The bullet skimmed his artery and he started gushing, because once you take out a carotid artery, it is a hose. And what people were thinking was a hose under his shirt was his armor moving around. Do you know what I'm saying? And the other funny thing is people like, the guy in the back was giving secret hand signals. Yeah. You really think he's going to give hand signals to a sniper, to the dude he's standing directly behind? He's giving signals to his other guys. Was this entire thing contrived? Absolutely. Who did it? Israel. It's an easy one. Charlie Kirk started talking about Israel, and then he started talking about Epstein, and he started changing his mind, and Israel did what they did. It did several things. It showed people what happens when you open your mouth too much. It shows people what happens when you think you're going to open the Epstein list, and it shows people what happens when you piss off Israel, period, because no one's talking about Epstein anymore. It's Charlie Kirk everywhere, every day. Let me see if I can pull that back up so you can see it even better. But I saw it yesterday. It's a clear, well, you can see it right there. That's an AR-500 plate. I'm quite familiar with them. And the bullet ricocheted off it and just clipped his artery, because there's no in and out wound. Do you see what I'm saying? But there's a really clear shot right there. You can see it right exactly there. It's the exact shape of an AR-500 plate. There it is. It's not a big secret. And yes, he was wearing armor. You know what I'm saying? Because he wasn't stupid. He knew that messing around with these blue-haired fruitcakes, you think it's a complete coincidence that's what an AR-500 plate is? And then, hey, look at that. An AR-500 plate. They fit right between your pec muscles and they cover most of your vitals, period. That's just all there is to it. He was wearing armor, and it didn't matter. The guy behind him, that did look completely suspicious, but there's security guards. There's a lot of security. There was a lot of people in there, and that's how they do it, just like umpires, whatever. You know what I mean? So, but let me show you. I found this on some random YouTube channel that I listened to yesterday, and listen to this dude, man.
Charlie Kirk was vocal about Jeffrey Epstein.
That Epstein, with his little friend Ghislaine and Ghislaine's father, Robert Maxwell, who is obviously a spy of the Israeli intelligence agencies, that there was something else going on here. It's nothing new that if you're in the intel agencies, you want to try and get as much blackmail on powerful people as possible. And this is no longer just speculation. First of all, the evidence that shows that Epstein was a creation of either Mossad, Israeli intelligence, American intelligence, Saudi intelligence, or maybe he was just a hired gun. Maybe he was just the guy that countries would go to and park a couple hundred million bucks and say, hey, can you get one of the members of the royal family with a 13-year-old so we can get them to do what we want to do? Members of Congress are actively being blackmailed. The Epstein playbook is being used on a daily basis. Jeffrey Epstein was not a financier. He was not a hedge fund manager. Jeffrey Epstein was a key player in a multi-decade blackmail operation against the most powerful people on the planet.
And he was...
You can't say that, okay? I'm guessing from what I've seen Charlie Kirk talking about years ago, he was feeling his oats. He was feeling he was probably too big and too powerful to not tell the truth. Do you know what I'm saying? Our entire government is completely lying about Epstein, but this guy's actually telling the truth. They didn't dig that whatsoever at all. And if you F around with Israel, you'll find out.
Do you think there's any intel community involvement in this?
I wouldn't be surprised one bit. I am convinced, based on my own sources and my own reporting on this story, he wasn't one of ours.
So he was an American, which leads basically three options: MI6, Saudi, or Mossad.
Yep.
Which one would you choose?
I guess Mossad, given his connection to Ghislaine Maxwell.
So what does that mean?
Well, I mean, it's possible that that's the reason everything's getting buried, that there is some treasure trove, and it's getting buried because...
How many people here believe that? Raise your hand. Okay, I'd say about half the hands think that it's being buried because of an Israeli thing.
It could be. I really don't know.
And I have no evidence to suggest that.
No, me neither. I did think it was very odd how... Look, half of you raised your hands because you've heard that theory. You've heard it debated. You have questions. But the one time Pam Bondi was asked a question about this at the cabinet meeting on Monday, she was like, and as for whether he was an agent, that I don't know. I haven't looked into that. I'll get back to you. You haven't looked into it? What do you mean? So that was kind of a fishy answer.
And Megan, remember Alexander Acosta in 2007, he said he was told to treat Epstein carefully because he was an intel asset. That was one of Trump's cabinet secretaries who was literally a U.S. attorney 3 hours from here in Florida. He said that himself.
Now,
okay, I'm not going to play this dude's entire video. I don't know who he is. It's not a very big channel, but his video is on point. He pointed out some stuff that I didn't know whatsoever at all. I didn't know that Charlie Kirk had been running his mouth about stuff like this, because you can't. If the president's not allowed and the entire judicial system of the United States of America isn't allowed to talk about Epstein when they've got the files on their desk, this kid ain't allowed to either. And this dude actually had more reach than Trump, basically, to be perfectly honest, and they killed him. And you saw it happen. You see what I mean? He froze up and his plate actually killed him. It was supposed to save him, and it didn't. It hit his neck. I've hit arteries, and it's ugly, and that's just what it looks like. And as far as being a gatekeeper, I'm not very good at it, as usual, because I posted a 20-second video on Jailbreak yesterday, which was doing fine, my only monetized channel. It was doing fine, and I got smoked for a 27-second video that I took down. I took it down because the comments are like, Richie, are you in a race to try to lose this channel? And I'm like, I took it down, and then hours later, I get a community guideline strike saying they took the video down, and I'm like, you took it. I deleted it. It's not even on YouTube, but they still gave me a strike anyways. So the videos I was trying to upload on Jailbreak, I can't now because I'm not allowed. So put that in your hat and smoke it. Put that in your little gematria thing, or ask AI, whatever. I don't know. But check this out. This is another channel I discovered, and this dude's pretty good because I didn't know about this, but it's par for the course. People in Israel were protesting because they were angry they weren't allowed to rape the prisoners of war. It's insane. It's these are just regular civilians protesting because they weren't allowed to rape the prisoners of war, men, women, and children. How crazy is that, man? This is a good video.
Imagine a country where bombing and starving children isn't just a tactic of war, it's celebrated as heroism. Imagine a country where the public protests for the right to rape prisoners of war. Imagine a country that uses a false victimhood narrative as a weapon to justify ethnic cleansing and genocide. Have you imagined that country? You're imagining the Jewish state of Israel. The word evil isn't a word that should be thrown around lightly. Evil is something unique. It's knowing that something is wrong, doing it anyway, and reveling in that. It's taking joy in the suffering of the innocent and defenseless. It's the deliberate destruction of what is good and beautiful. And in this video, I'll be showing why Israel is the most evil country on earth today. Israel's evil goes back to the very beginning. It was founded as a Jewish state on land that was majority non-Jewish. The very beginning of Israel is a story of betrayal.
My mic wasn't on. All right, now I got to be pissed all over again. Okay. I'm trying, people. I'm trying, but I'm tired. Okay, somebody said, what about the ring switching fingers? Okay. What about the video I have of Donald Trump from a month ago telling everyone that Richie from Boston will be speaking at a conference in Kentucky? I watched that video in my editing software and couldn't tell it was AI, but it was. Do you know how many people are going to muddy the water right now? Do you think that Israel isn't taking pictures and changing things all around? Do you see what I'm saying? I saw the hose under his shirt. It was his armor plate and the bullet deflecting in freeze frames. I just showed you the plate that's under his shirt, okay? If you don't get it, good for you, man. Good for you. But here's the fun part. I told you the other night, none of this even matters. It's all a complete and utter distraction. Charlie Kirk's dead or not? I believe he's dead, but it doesn't even matter because the quid pro quo. They're going to use the AI guy stabbing somebody on a train or not because we don't know anymore because of AI. I've been warning about AI and what it's going to do for months and months and months and months, going all the way back to Anthony Patch days when we were showing you the Purdue white papers and saying they're using AI right now. Now, we don't know what's real and what's not. But from what I've seen from the original video, he's got an armored plate on. It clipped his arm. He clenched up exactly like you're supposed to. You know what I'm saying? And then the last things he was saying were completely not good for Israel. Everybody in our government, everybody in our judicial system stopped talking about it. This dude wouldn't. And they killed him in front of everybody. And it works on so many levels. It shut Epstein down completely. No one's talking about Epstein. They're all talking about Charlie Kirk. And now people are running through the minutiae. I saw the AR-500 plate. But again, I still don't care about it. I'm just trying to show you what's real. But we can't even prove it is or not, or it isn't because of AI. Do you see what I'm saying? But whatever. If you've got nothing better to do than to look at pictures of a dead dude, have at it. Have at it. You're never going to prove anything. I showed people websites of them spraying the sky, didn't do anything. People showed all the bombs inside Building 7, didn't do anything. People have seen JFK get shot from four different angles. It didn't do anything. But what it did was keep people busy and not focusing on what's coming down the pike right now, period. So whatever, whatever. If that's my true colors, have at it, man. Unsubscribe and walk away. Think I care? I don't make any money off RFB whatsoever at all. I do this because I have to. And I've been doing this for almost two decades. Do you see what I'm saying? And when they took me off of YouTube, I didn't try to sneak back on under other names. I just didn't care. I went on BitChute, Rumble, and every other platform that nobody watches, and I kept spreading my message. And when it was really important, I jeopardized jailbreak and started posting them on there, and now that channel is completely FUBAR because I did that. But yeah, you got me. You got me. It's unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. At any rate, let me see which one I should show you here. check this out, because this is just laughable. This is them letting you know who did it, which they do every single solitary time. This is Minutes of Horror. So check this out. Links will be below.
So off. So I usually do not make videos this early. Matter of fact, I was not planning on making a video today. But when it comes to the Charlie Kirk shooting, you will not believe, or maybe you will. Maybe you will believe this. But read how long it took them to nab the suspect. Reading this article right here, it says, Charlie Kirk murder, shooter caught in 33 hours. 33 hours. FBI chief gives timeline of probe. No. No. No, they did not. No, they did not put a timestamp of 33 hours as how long it took them to nab the suspect. I can't. Matter of fact, my most recent video, I believe a day or a couple days before this happened, or even on the same day, I had spoke about this exact same subject, about how the Free People Society always leave their mark, their calling card.
Freemasons, not Free People Society. You can say that. YouTube doesn't care, but I digress.
In these major headlines, in these news stories that are very suspicious. Now, for those that have been subscribed to me for quite some time, you'll know the significance of this number when I talk about it and how it connects to the Free People Society. But for those that are not subscribed to me, you can check out this video I made right here. Again, only a couple days prior to the shooting, that pretty much breaks down why this number is very significant. 33 hours they got the suspect. There is no way that's a coincidence. There is no way. You know what? I was willing to look past the whole Air India plane crashing within 33 seconds. I was willing to look past the Washington, D.C. plane crash when the crash occurred on runway 33. I was even willing to look past the fact that the New York City shooter, Shane Tamora, went up to the 33rd floor and ended the life of the Blackstone CEO. I was even willing to look past the fact that people were telling me Minutes of Horror. If you look at Charlie Kirk's stage right before his shooting, you can see the number 47 appear three times. 4 plus 7, three times, is 33. And I said, I don't think I'm going to go ahead and talk about it, because some people might believe that's looking a little too deep into things. But now that this has come out, that they nabbed the suspect in 33 hours, everything's pretty much fair game. This hat stuff is really starting to make a lot of sense now. The Free People Society, they will always leave their mark, their calling card, to let you know it's a manufactured story. That train, that bus is never late. I'm willing to look past all of that, but this is not a coincidence. There is no way, given the fact of all we know of what's taken place so far about this shooting, about very suspicious things that have been popping up, this very suspicious book that appeared on Amazon just a day before that recounts September 10th, Charlie Kirk shooting. We had this TikTok on September 6th talking about Charlie Kirk passing away in his Florida home just days before this shooting. And with all the other oddities at play here, and now we have the calling card now 100% confirms that this story is a scripted, manufactured story. I mean, yes, I get it. Before, for a lot of us, this was scripted and manufactured in the first place, but this is pretty much the seal of approval. This is pretty much the stamp that this is a manufactured story. And I gave my reasons as to why.
It's a false flag. That's what it's called. It's not a manufactured story. It's a false flag. They wanted to, that one shot did so many different things for them at the same time. It showed anybody, you talk shit about Israel, we're going to put one in you. It got Epstein off the list. It gives Trump a reason to put more troops on the ground, as does the dude on the train. You see what I'm saying? Period. I left this up here for a reason. Why do you think so many states are filing against the chemtrail from planes that they will now start cloud seeding with drones? Cloud seeding is something they did back when they first figured out how to fly an airplane, dude. This is geoengineering. It's not cloud seeding. I've yelled about this I don't know how many times. The mainstream started using seeding clouds when Texas happened. They started bringing that word out. We're so far beyond cloud seeding right now, it's ridiculous. It's geoengineering. They're using things like this every single solitary day. They're not just sprinkling silver iodine into clouds to make it rain over corn crops and such, tobacco crops or whatever. You know what I mean? They're using lasers. They're using frequencies, and they're completely and utterly manipulating storms. This ain't cloud seeding. These are massive frequencies causing too much water in one place and not enough water in other places, and you can see it with your eyes. Cloud seeding is a word they want you to pick up, because cloud seeding is something that can be done by a little single-engine airplane sprinkling over a farm. It's something they used to do. This is geoengineering. It's completely and utterly different, and the states can complain about it all they want. It's not doing one single thing because the government doesn't recognize it. It's not real. That dude, the guy that can't talk, JFK's nephew or whatever, talking about DARPA's probably doing it, but then doesn't say anything else about it. It continues on. They're trying to do what Bill Gates did and reimagine, like photosynthesis. We exhale oxygen, trees inhale. We exhale carbon dioxide, trees inhale it, and they produce oxygen. God made that. Pretty straightforward. But Bill Gates is now chopping down trees, putting them in a wood chipper, making them into little small blocks, and putting them in their deep underground military bases and telling kids it's photosynthesis, which it's not at all. It's the exact antithesis of photosynthesis. But they're doing the same thing with cloud seeding, period. Cloud seeding is something that a farmer can do on his own land. This is geoengineering. It's a much larger scenario, and they're never going to admit it. No states are going to stop it. No states stop anything. Nothing seems to stop the government whatsoever at all. They can do whatever they want, and every time they do whatever they want, or every time they shut us up completely, they always put 33 on the background for us, one way or the other, and they don't even hide it. You don't have to look for it. You don't need to decode it. They show it to you because they watch us every single day. When I got my four channels back, I told you straight up, the reason they gave me the channels back is because the AI probably needs just a little more data. They want to see what we think, but specifically what you think in the comment section so the AI can manipulate it in one way or the other, period. So it is what it is. But I don't care. I'm still going to keep doing this because I can't stop. I came this too far. You know, I didn't think I'd still be here, but here it is. At any rate. All right, I'm doing this backwards.
Tyler Robinson, a young man raised inside a Mormon household by Republican parents, is now being accused of taking Charlie Kirk's life.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We got him. On the evening of September 11th, a family member of Tyler Robinson reached out to a family friend who contacted the Washington County Sheriff's Office with information that Robinson had confessed to them or implied that he had committed the incident.
Whatever your thoughts on this situation may be, I think there are four things that simply do not make sense, and that's what we're going to talk about in today's video. Now, let me start by saying what happened to Charlie Kirk was not only tragic, but it also traumatized millions of people around the world. Even if you hate him, I think we should agree that something like this absolutely cannot be allowed in this country. And the best way to stop this madness is to find out what exactly happened. But so far, I only have more unanswered questions. The biggest one has to be Tyler himself. Now, as I've stated earlier, he comes from a Mormon household, and according to the information available right now, his family is active in the church. His parents are registered Republicans and active voters in a county where President Trump won 75% of the votes. This probably explains why the governor made this strange remark.
You know, this bad stuff happens. For 33 hours, I was.
Why do they have to keep saying 33 hours? Don't you find it odd how many times they've said 33 hours? And notice the fact that it's in print. They keep saying it. And this is the director of the FBI right here, this cross-eyed dude from India or 7-Eleven or podcast or whatever he is. Just standing there like an absolute dope. He doesn't know anything about anything. And in case you don't know about the Freemasons, go to the Knesset, okay? Look up the Knesset in Israel. It's their Supreme Court. And look at the pyramid directly on top of it, surrounded by that is the biggest Freemason foothold in the world. That's where the top guys are, in my opinion, but whatever.
I was praying that if this had to happen here, that it wouldn't be one of us, that somebody drove from another state, somebody came from another country. That sadly, that prayer was not answered the way I hoped for. Just because
But at least they got a little skinny, weird-looking guy whose name actually cross-references to another guy who lives in Washington who made 100-and-something donations to the Trump organization with the same name, but it's not the guy that allegedly shot it. And then, of course, they start showing how they were using AI.
I thought it would make it easier on us if we could just say, hey, we don't do that here.
I don't know how it would have made a difference to Charlie's family or fans if the shooter were from any other state, but whatever. The main thing is that Tyler did not come from a broken home, nor did he have some kind of tragic past.
Okay. Congratulations. You have been selected to receive the Resident Presidential Scholarship from Utah State University. The value of this scholarship is approximately $32,000. This scholarship is available for 4 years or 8 semesters.
It's worth $32,000, the level below a Grand Mason. Isn't that strange? What a weird coincidence. Not $35,000, not $30,000, $32,000. What a strange, just it's crazy.
A guy claiming to be his classmate also had this to say about him.
I went to school with this Tyler Robinson kid.
Yeah, this guy's totally irrelevant. He didn't even know him, but now he's giving his opinion. That's irrelevant.
But that's exactly what he was.
His neighbors, on the other hand, had nothing but good things to say about the guy.
He was always very quiet. He was very smart. He had just a real mellow personality.
Now, of course, some people will say that he was brainwashed by his crazy ultra-leftist friends. Now, here's where things get strange. The FBI found inscriptions on the bullet casings like they typically do. What they found was supposedly some carved jokes and gamer slang on these casings. But as per usual, we never know how seriously we can take these engravings. Even if these engravings were real and they helped explain his motive somehow, they do not explain how he acted on September 10th. In the affidavit of probable cause, they mention how Tyler was walking with a strange limp before the shooting, and this is confirmed by some of the CCT security footage.
So allegedly he's walking with a limp before the shooting because he's got a gun stuffed down his pants. But let's not forget that he jumped off the roof, no problem, and then left the gun in the woods. Well, the gun, he used it up on the roof, right? And then he jumped off the roof and he clearly didn't have a long gun with him at all, but they found it in the woods. Yeah, this is a complete setup, but whatever.
The reason this bit is important is that a lot of people believe he was using his shirt and his pants to hide that Mauser bolt-action rifle, which is at least 40 inches long. This adds up, since his backpack simply was not big enough to accommodate the 24-inch barrel of this rifle. However, this theory fails when you look at this footage.
And for those that are under the impression that he had to have been a professional, the dude running, because of the way he jumped off the roof, that is not how a pro jumps off the roof. You let your knees bend and you roll with it, and then you get up and run. This kid actually learned what gravity was, if gravity were real. Ouch!
As you just saw, he was only holding what looked like a spare shirt in his hand. Again, this checks out since he apparently changed clothes on the roof.
Yes. So when he's first spotted on campus, he has different clothing on, and then he changes clothing on the roof.
Now, you got to remember that he allegedly jumped from the roof and didn't break his leg, which tells me he was not hiding any type of rifle in his pants. So the question is, how did that rifle get to those woods? Once again, I'm only using the information I have available right now, so if you can answer this question, we would all appreciate it. But strange things about him don't just end here. We were told in the press conference about some messages he had left on Discord.
Investigators asked if he would show them the messages on Discord. He opened it and showed several messages to investigators and allowed investigators to take photos of the screen as each message was shown by Robinson's roommate. These photos consisted of various messages, including content of messages between the phone contact named Tyler with an emoji icon and Robinson's roommate's device. The content of these messages included messages affiliated with the contact Tyler, stating a need to retrieve a rifle from a drop point, leaving the rifle in a bush, messages related to visually watching the area where a rifle was left, and a message referring to having left the rifle wrapped in a towel.
Discord later denied this claim with this statement to TMZ. The messages referenced in recent reporting about planning details do not appear to be Discord messages. These were...
It's funny because it's the same. We got a dude, there's a giant event. One's Charlie Kirk, the other one's President Trump. Everybody sees the guy climbing on the roof, but nobody does anything about it. It's the same story, just rewashed, because if it works the first time, we'll do it again. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's crazy. But like I said, the quid pro quo is it's bad for us. It's good for them. It shuts down a bunch of things. It shuts up Charlie Kirk that he won't be questioning who Ghislaine Maxwell's father was anymore, whose father was. He wasn't part of the Mossad, but he was buried on the Mount of Olives with every single Mossad higher up guy standing there. But nothing to see here, folks. Keep it moving. But at any rate. All right. I'm going to get into this last thing right here. And then I'm going to wrap it up because it is what it is.
Russia has blown the whistle on a U.S. devaluation scheme.
America is trying to change the rules in the gold and cryptocurrency market.
Notice that these world leaders aren't at the World Economic Forum. They're not at Davos. They're at their own little funny letter convention. And they're basically blowing the whistle because the United States is trying to win the entire game and leave them out in the cold along with us. But I'll digress.
Remember how much debt they have, $35 trillion.
Dropping a global bombshell this week, accusing the U.S. of plotting to erase its $37 trillion debt burden by taking said debt, shoving it into crypto, devaluing it, and then resetting the system with a gold revaluation. A series of moves that wouldn't just impact those using cryptocurrency, but would impact the entire dollar system, meaning your savings, your retirement, your paycheck. But the scariest part is that the plan is already in motion. In case you missed it, Anton Kobiakov, a senior advisor to Russian President Vladimir Putin, made a bold claim this week at the Eastern Economic Forum, stating that the United States is preparing to reset the system, using crypto and gold to erase its massive debt burden.
Driving everyone where? Into the cryptocurrency cloud. Right now they have a $35 trillion currency debt. They move it into crypto, into the cloud, devalue it, and start from scratch.
But here's where it gets interesting. Just a few months ago, President Trump signed into law the Genius Act, legislation that creates regulatory framework for stablecoins. Stablecoins being a type of cryptocurrency that maintain a stable value by being pegged to a real-world asset, such as the dollar. But not all is as it appears. On the surface, it was hailed as innovative and the U.S. adopting a new digital world that will keep us competitive. But if you look a little bit closer, there are many who say this is the foundation and legal framework for the United States to use these stablecoins as a lifeline for our debt. None of this even takes into consideration the fact that these stablecoins could also be a Trojan horse for financial control over the American people, taking away our freedom and privacy. But that is a separate video that I've already covered. If you want to watch.
So apparently, mainstream trading videos are starting to go conspiratorial and they're finally catching up. These guys already got this thing in motion. And other countries are like, they didn't even, you know, how come we didn't talk about this? Because all the scumbag, white, Freemason, government officials in the United States are going to try to take all the money, just like they tried to knock Russia out of the box years ago with Project Hammer, with Bush and the CIA, where they had to literally do 9/11 so they could clear the money they stole from Russia because 10 years had come up. They had to knock Wall Street out. Alien scientists covered this ad nauseum years ago. Maybe I could find the video. I don't know anymore. But here's the deal. They're gonna drop the dollar. They're going to use these stable coins, and they're going to reevaluate gold because gold's at $42 an ounce, according to the Federal Reserve. They're going to put it where it belongs. And if you don't have gold in your hand, you're screwed, completely screwed, because you're going to wake up and it's going to be completely wiped away. And you're going to have the social credit system, and you're going to have stable coin, nothing more, nothing less. I warned you about this, and here it comes. So, like many of you have, get your money out of the bank and don't have them put it in a gold and silver IRA account. Have them send it to your house so you have it in your hand. At any rate, Richie from Boston. It's late. I can't believe I did this on a Starlink, but it worked. So I'm at a subscriber's house right now because unlike most people, not only do I show my face, I meet my subscribers and they meet me. I'm out.